Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the PianosInTheParks.com podcast, Kawai ES120 Review, All You Need to Know. PianosInTheParks.com, the ultra-portable ES120, the newest model in Kawai's highly acclaimed ES series, boasts an enhanced responsive hammer compact keyboard action. Let's take a look at the Kawai ES120 review below. See more, top piano notes sheet for beginners, best piano of all time, how can I play piano? Top 10 Best Pianos for Beginners. Top 5 Yamaha Digital Piano Grand Models You Must Try. How's the overall performance of Kawai ES120 Digital Piano? The dimensions of the Kawai ES120 are 1,305 by 280 by 120 millimeters. With a weight of 12 kilograms, the Kawai ES120 is among the more portable models in its category and can be conveniently transported even when enclosed in a bag or box for security. Kawai also provides the F351 triple pedal set and the HML2 stand as further options, which turn the portable piano into a true digital piano that can be used at home. The Kawai ES120 comes with a music stand, a printed instruction booklet, a damper pedal, and the power source needed to operate it. How about its operation? There are some button double assignments because Kawai has crammed all of the controls for the ES120 onto a narrow bar that runs the entire length of the user interface from left to right and is restricted to a small number of components. In good light, the button labels are readable, but in lower light, a more luminous typeface would be preferable. The ES120 has a volume slider in addition to 9 buttons. Beginning with the leftmost button, the buttons on the piano include power on/off, function, play pause, record, and modulation. 3 buttons control the sound section, piano, electric piano, and others, and a button activates the Bluetooth feature. On the underside of each button are the secondary functions, register 1/4, demo, and metronome. The ES120 performs exceptionally well in practice due to its broad ability to handle a wide range of features found in digital pianos. As a result, Kawai has successfully combined practicality and elegance in design. That's also the answer for the Kawai ES120 price. Kawai ES120 Review, the varieties of connections. Next to the Kawai ES120 Review, we will go through the varieties of connections. In terms of it, the ES120 is a well-equipped starter piano. Its back panel features 2 6.3mm jack stereo outputs, a USB to host connection that allows the ES120 to be used as a DAW recording keyboard, 2 pedal, DIN plug compatible with Kawai 3-way pedals and damper connections. Additionally, Kawai has 2 headphone connectors on the front for convenient connectivity. One measures 6.3mm, while the other is only 3.5mm. For the majority of applications, the connections are more than adequate. For instance, you can choose to increase the sound of the ES120 using an external sound system or use the built-in speakers. Kawai ES120 Review, the sound. We know that the sound is one of the most important parts in the Kawai ES120 review, so here's our experiences. With its 25 sounds, the ES120 primarily targets the A and E ranges of the piano and organ. Similar to the higher-end Kawai digital pianos, this piano uses samples from the EX, SK, and SKEX grand pianos from Kawai. The ES120 has them in a variety of versions. Additionally, there is an unidentified upright piano in the acoustic piano section. The ES120's grand piano sounds are excellent overall, and its several sound variations, labeled concert, mellow, modern, or pop, cover a variety of uses. The sounds of the Kawai's grand piano are striking. Of course, this is also made possible by the ES120's flexible keyboard, which is excellent for novices. This keyboard is one of the simpler ones, and it's a decent all-arounder that can be used to play strings, organs, and both electric and acoustic pianos. You really need to consider the higher price range when it comes to keyboards made primarily for pianists. 4 digital pianos and 4 organs are located in the second portion of the sound section, electric piano, by Kawai. They are not as good as the A-grade pianos, but they still have a nice tone. The Wurlitzer and Rhodes equivalents are among the softest members of their tribe and have a well-rounded, balanced sound overall. The modern electric piano will satisfy you if you prefer romantic, bell-like DX music. The lack of a clavinet sound on the ES-120 is unfortunate because it would have been a great addition to soul and funk compositions. The Kawai ES-120 stand is also consistent, so don't worry. Bottom line, Kawai has created an excellent replacement for the ES-110 with the ES-120. Superior functionality and sound quality are paired with a fresh and sophisticated look. The ES-120 has excellent A and E pianos that can be mixed and matched with other sounds to create a really pleasing sound. You can accurately reach the intended destination with the ES-120, and the operation is very straightforward. The Kawai ES-120 is a good instrument for piano players to own overall. Hopefully you found this Kawai ES-20 review useful. Don't hesitate to contact us if you have any concerns. Goodbye. See you in the next podcast episodes.